Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And this past week at Lewis Center, we were privileged to have Peyton Hill, who's the pastor of Highlands Baptist Church in Grove City, to be with us. And I thought the great thing about Peyton's message is that it did so much to prepare our hearts for this week, for Passion Week, as we head towards Good Friday and Easter services. I think one thing for me that's a great reminder, especially on this Monday of Passion Week, is that this is the day that we kind of commemorate Jesus riding into the city and the people laying down palm branches in front of him and shouting Hosanna to him and bringing praise to his name. And I think, traditionally the way that we have said that and thought about that is these are the same people, you know, who on Friday are shouting crucify him. Now, if we know that to be absolutely true or not true, we certainly don't. I think what we talk about more about is just the attitude of the city. And what you see in Jesus on Monday is that the one aspect that he is a conquering king, that as he's going to go throughout this week, and as certainly as he's going to head towards Friday and going to the cross to die and pay for our sins, while he is going to seem defeated, that defeat is not ultimate. Rather, Jesus gave an ultimatum on death, that his death sacrifice for us paves the way to Christ, paves the way to God in the person of Christ for us to live in the power of the Spirit, so that we know him, that we produce fruit, so that that we have this relationship with God in the world that is secure for us when things are very insecure, when things seem very shaky all around us. So we are not out there working, performing, right, for victory. We actually live from victory, the victory that Jesus gave to us through dying on the cross, and certainly what we're going to celebrate this coming Sunday in the resurrection. And really, that's what we're going to talk about Sunday, that we, the big idea for the series is that if you're saved, you're sent. Every week, though, we've said it a little bit differently. And so this Sunday, we're going to say that same thing, that we are saved to celebrate. And what are we celebrating? The good news that death has been swallowed up by victory, that the grave has lost its sting, that there's no victorious sentiment in death being the end. Rather, that we can live eternally in a relationship that we begin with God today, right now. So as we head into this week, I would just encourage you that we, in being saved to celebrate, that you take the opportunity this week to look for the little things in your life that you have the opportunity to celebrate, especially in relationships. Maybe it's a relationship with a brother, sister, sibling. Maybe it's a relationship with a parent or a relationship with a spouse. Maybe it's a relationship just in a good, solid gospel friendship or friendships that God has brought into your community, a relationship with a child, a relationship with a coworker. That we are reminded this week that in Christ, no matter what we have or don't have, what we possess or don't possess, that we are rich, that God has given us everything that we need in the person of Christ Jesus. And so I hope and pray that this week, as we head towards Sunday, that you will both celebrate and that you will live from victory, not for victory. So let me pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. Jesus, we are so grateful for your death on the cross and your resurrection as we head towards this Sunday. God, excited about what you have done in our lives, can do in others' lives. Lord, we pray that you will bring people who are either far from you, disconnected from you, don't know you this Sunday. I pray for our own hearts as we approach this Sunday that, God, we will that we will repent, that we will turn towards you, and God, that you will give us opportunities to invite people and to bring them this coming Sunday. Lord, I pray that as we go about our day today, that there'll be a sense of joy about us because we know the end of the story because of the resurrection. So maybe you now just take just a second to pray as you enter your day. Maybe there's something specific on your calendar that you're heading towards today that you need to pray joy into. Take a minute now to do that and pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us as we head towards this weekend. Remember that we're going to have 10 Easter services this coming Sunday. We'll have 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock services at all four campuses, and at our Delaware campus and our Lewis Center campus, we will also be having services at 8 a.m. We hope and pray that you'll take the opportunity to join us this Easter. God bless. He is risen. Hope to see you back on the LifePoint Drivecast tomorrow.